Good morning and welcome to Claude Daily. It is Friday, May 1st, 2026, May Day, everybody. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sam. And Alex, May Day, International Workers' Day. Which is, can we just take a second to appreciate that we are opening a show about AI tools that are literally reshaping how developers work on International Workers' Day?
The irony is not lost on me, Sam. It is not lost on me.
Like, the robots are coming for our jobs and we're celebrating the workers. It's very on brand for 2026.
Okay, and I want to push back on the framing a little. I actually think what we're covering today is less about replacing workers and more about making the workers we have dramatically more effective, which is a very different thing.
Fair. That's actually a good setup for the show.
Thank you. It was intentional.
I had no doubt.
All right, so today we've got a legitimately packed show. The lead story is something that I think engineering managers across the country are going to want to hear about. Claude Code has launched a full analytics dashboard for teams and enterprise customers. And when I say full, I mean comprehensive, detailed. The kind of thing that actually answers the question, is this working?
Which has been historically the hardest question to answer when it comes to AI coding tools.
Exactly. We're going to dig deep on that one. We've also got two other infrastructure stories from Claude Code, a new LLM, or large language model, gateway configuration framework, and a significant expansion of authentication options. Both of which sound dry, but are actually pretty consequential for enterprise adoption.
And I will say, before we get there, there's a pharma story today that I did not expect to find as interesting as I did.
Yeah, Springer Nature's Addis Insight platform has integrated directly with Claude. And it's one of those stories where you start reading it thinking it's a niche vertical story, and then you realize the implications are actually pretty broad.
It really reframes what Claude connectors can do in specialized industries.
We'll get into it. All right, let's start with the big one. So Anthropic has rolled out a dedicated analytics dashboard for Claude Code. This is aimed specifically at teams, enterprise, and API customers. So the organizational tier, not individual subscribers. The dashboard is accessible through Claude's analytics section, and it is giving engineering organizations a level of visibility into AI-assisted development that we genuinely have not seen in this space before.
Okay, so can I just frame why this matters? Like, structurally? Why this is a big deal.
Please.
So for the past, 2 years, engineering managers have been in this incredibly awkward position. Leadership comes to them and says, we're spending real money on these AI coding tools. Is it working? Show me the data. And the engineering manager has to say, well, developers seem to like it, like productivity feels better, which is not. That's not an answer. That's a vibe. It's a
vibes-based return on investment.
Which finance departments are famously not fans of. And so what Anthropic has done is they've built the thing that converts vibes into data. And that is a genuinely transformational step for enterprise adoption.
And the specific metrics are worth going through because they're well chosen. First, lines of code accepted, which is that number is doing a lot of work.
Because it's not just how much did Claude suggest, it's how much did the developer actually keep.
Right. There's an important distinction there. Claude Code is going to generate suggestions constantly. But if a developer rejects every suggestion, the tool isn't helping. And if they accept everything without reading it, that's its own problem. Lines of code accepted is a proxy for the quality and usefulness of the suggestions in a way that raw suggestion volume isn't.
It's almost like a trust metric. Like, do developers trust Claude Code enough to actually ship what it gives them?
That's a great way to put it. And then you've got suggestion acceptance rate, which is a related but distinct metric. It's about the percentage of suggestions that get accepted rather than the volume of code. And both of those together give you a pretty nuanced picture.
And then the big one, engineering velocity impact.
Engineering velocity impact, which, that is the slide deck metric. That is the number that goes in front of the board.
Because if you can say, since adopting Claude Code, our team ships features 30% faster, here's the dashboard showing the before and after. That is a completely different conversation than we think it might be helping.
And I would argue that metric alone changes the economics of how these tools get evaluated internally. Because suddenly, you're not in a cost center, is this justified conversation. You're in a, this is delivering measurable engineering leverage conversation.
And those conversations have very different outcomes.
Usually the budget stays or grows, yes.
Yeah, funny how that works. What about the developer usage patterns piece? Because that's in there too, right?
Yeah, so beyond the headline metrics, you've got granular data on usage patterns, which developers are using Claude Code, how frequently, what kinds of tasks they're using it for, Whether usage is growing or plateauing across the team, how different engineers compare to each other.
Okay, and that's where I think there are some genuinely interesting conversations that engineering managers are going to need to have, because tracking individual developer contributions in the context of AI assistance is a little sensitive territory.
Unpack that.
Well, if I'm a developer and my manager can now see that I accepted 80% of Claude's suggestions and my colleague accepted 20%, what does that actually tell you? Does the high acceptance rate mean I'm more productive? Or does it mean I'm less discerning and I'm letting the AI write code I didn't fully evaluate?
Right. And the low acceptance rate, does that mean my colleague is less productive? Or does it mean they're using Claude Code as a thinking partner, an inspiration source, rather than a code generator, which might be exactly the right way to use it for complex architectural work?
The number doesn't interpret itself. And I think that's a genuine challenge for managers. The dashboard is powerful, but power tools require skill to use safely.
Absolutely fair. And I think the best engineering leaders are going to see this and think about how to use it as a coaching tool rather than a performance ranking system. Like, if a developer has really low acceptance rates, the question isn't punish them. The question is, let's talk about their workflow and figure out how to make the tool more useful for what they're doing.
Which is a good managey answer.
I've been practicing.
Ha, but seriously, I do think the upside is dramatically larger than the risk, because the alternative is flying completely blind. And companies that have no signal on how their teams use these tools end up making bad decisions, cutting tools that are actually helping or doubling down on tools that aren't.
And I'll add one more thing. There's also contribution metrics in the dashboard, which I think is actually about giving developers credit for AI-assisted work, not just tracking them. Like, in a world where a lot of code is AI-assisted, how do you acknowledge that? The dashboards give you a framework for that conversation.
Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't thought about it from that angle. Like, it's not just surveillance, it's also recognition.
Right. Here's how much you shipped this quarter, including the AI-assisted contributions. That's actually a positive use of the data.
I like that framing a lot better. And I think practically speaking, for any of our listeners who are engineering leads or CTOs or VPs of engineering, this dashboard is live right now for Teams, Enterprise, and API customers. Log in, look at Claude's analytics section, and just explore it. Even if you don't have a formal process for using the data yet, understanding what's there is valuable.
And for individual developers who are curious, I wouldn't be surprised if some version of personal analytics comes down the road. Your own stats, your own usage patterns, like a wrapped moment for your coding workflow.
Claude Code Wrapped, I need this. Anthropic, please make this happen.
I feel like they're listening.
They probably are, right? Like, in the best way.
In the best way. Okay, so speaking of the infrastructure that makes all of this possible, let's talk about LLM gateway configuration. Because this is the story underneath the story in some ways.
Okay, so I want to flag for listeners who might not be super deep in the enterprise infrastructure world. What are we actually talking about when we say LLM gateway?
Yeah, good call. So a large language model gateway is essentially a proxy layer. It sits between your application, in this case, Claude Code running on a developer's machine, and the actual model provider, which is Claude's API. Instead of your tool connecting directly to the API, it routes through this intermediate layer first.
And why would you want that?
Control. So think about a company with 50 or 100 engineers all using Claude Code. Without a gateway, you've got 50 different connections going directly out to the model provider, each with its own authentication credentials, its own usage that you can't see centrally, its own cost impact that you can't predict. It's like, imagine if every employee in your company had their own corporate credit card and nobody tracked the spending.
That would be chaos.
It would be chaos. And a lot of companies have learned this lesson the hard way with software as a service tool sprawl over the past decade. The gateway is the solution. You put one layer in the middle, and that layer handles everything centrally.
So what does everything include here?
So the specific capabilities Anthropic is calling out in their documentation are centralized authentication, so one place manages credentials for all your developers. Usage tracking. You can see what's happening across the whole organization in real time. Cost controls. You can set spending limits, caps per team or per developer or per project. Audit logging. Every request and response gets logged for compliance. And model routing. So you can make intelligent decisions about which underlying model handles which request.
Okay, let's talk about model routing for a second, because I think that's actually the most technically interesting piece. Because not every coding task needs the same model.
Right, exactly. If a developer is auto-completing a simple for loop, you probably don't need the most powerful, most expensive model for that. You can route that to something faster and cheaper. If someone is asking for a comprehensive review of a complex distributed systems architecture, okay, now you want the full power. And the gateway can make those decisions automatically based on rules you set.
And that's transparent to the developer. They're just using Claude code. They have no idea that behind the scenes, their simple autocomplete went to a different model than their architectural review.
Which is exactly how it should work. You don't want developers thinking about model selection. You want them thinking about code.
And from a cost management perspective, I mean, that's potentially enormous savings. If you can route 50% of your requests to a cheaper model because they're simple enough for it, that could cut your monthly bill in half while your developers notice no difference.
And the CFO notices a very positive difference.
Ha! Always comes back to the CFO.
In enterprise software, it always does. Now, the other important thing that Anthropic has done here is document the requirements very specifically. Because a lot of companies already have gateway infrastructure. They might be running gateways for other AI tools or for their own internal APIs. And so rather than asking everyone to buy or build a new gateway specifically for Claude Code, they've said, here's what your existing gateway needs to support to work with Claude Code.
Which is the smart move. Because the last thing you want is for a company to have to maintain two separate gateway systems.
Exactly. And they've laid out three different configuration frameworks depending on how your organization is set up. So there's flexibility for different architectures. The requirement is that the gateway supports streaming API responses and the authentication handshakes that Claude Code needs. If your gateway can do that, you're good.
And for regulated industries, I cannot overstate how important the audit logging piece is. Like, if you're in healthcare or finance or legal or government, audit logging isn't a feature. It's a regulatory requirement. Full stop.
IP, SOX, FedRAMP. All of these frameworks have requirements about logging, about who accessed what data, when, with what tool. And if Claude Code can't plug into your audit logging infrastructure, it doesn't matter how good the tool is. It doesn't get approved.
So the gateway framework is basically Anthropic saying, we know the compliance landscape, and we're making sure Claude Code can live in it.
Which is a very different posture than a lot of AI tool providers have taken. There was a long period where the attitude was, this tool is so good, compliance will follow. And that is not how regulated industries work.
That has never been how regulated industries work. And I don't know why anyone thought it would start working that way.
Collective optimism.
Misplaced. Okay. And this all connects to the authentication story, which, let's go there because I think these three infrastructure pieces really need to be understood together.
They really do. So Claude Code now supports six distinct authentication methods. And I want to let that number sit for a second, six, because that is a deliberate architectural decision. That's not an accident.
Walk us through them.
All right. So at the individual end of the spectrum, you've got Claude.ai accounts. If you're a developer with a personal Claude Pro subscription, you authenticate with that and you're in. Simple, no company procurement required.
Which is great for individual developers who just want to get started without any organizational overhead.
Exactly. Then you step up to Claude for Teams. That's the small to mid-sized engineering team tier. You're managing accounts for a group, you get shared billing, basic administrative controls. That covers a huge swath of companies, your startups, your growing tech companies.
A lot of the companies that are most excited about this stuff, actually. The fast movers.
Right. Then Claude for Enterprise. That's the full enterprise tier with all the security, compliance, and administrative features you'd expect. Single sign-on, advanced policy controls, dedicated support, all of that.
And then it gets really interesting.
You've got Claude Console, which is the direct API access layer for developers who want to work at that level. And then the two cloud provider options, Amazon Bedrock and Google Vertex AI.
Okay, stop there. Because I think that's the one that deserves the most discussion. Because what you're saying is, if I'm a company that has all of my infrastructure on Amazon Web Services, I can authenticate Claude Code through Amazon Bedrock without creating an Anthropic account, without going through a separate Anthropic vendor approval process.
That is exactly what this means.
That is, okay, I want to be really direct about why that matters. Because one of the consistent friction points for enterprise AI adoption has been, here is this new vendor. They need to go through our security review. We need to approve them in our procurement system. We need to set up new billing, new contracts, new data processing agreements.
And that process can take months.
In some companies, 6 months, a year even for highly regulated industries. And in that time, your competitors who are more agile are getting ahead.
And so what Anthropic has done by supporting Bedrock and Vertex AI is, they've said, we know you already have a relationship with AWS or Google Cloud. We know those relationships are already security reviewed, already procurement approved, already on your approved vendor list. So just use that.
You're not adopting a new vendor. You're enabling a new capability through a vendor you already have.
And that is worth an enormous amount in enterprise sales. Like, I genuinely think this could be the difference between Claude Code being a cool tool that some developers use on the side and Claude Code being the standard coding assistant across tens of thousands of enterprise developers.
Because the barrier goes from a 6-month procurement process to, what, a configuration change?
Basically. If you're already running workloads on Bedrock or Vertex AI, getting Claude Code working through those platforms is dramatically simpler than standing up a net new Anthropic relationship.
And the security team is already comfortable with the cloud provider. The data doesn't need to take a new path. It's all within an existing trusted relationship.
Exactly. Which for a lot of CISOs, chief information security officers, is genuinely the most important consideration. Not is Claude good, but is this secure within our existing security posture?
And the answer now is yes, because it goes through the same infrastructure everything else goes through.
Which is a much better answer than trust us, Claude's security is good.
Ha, yeah. Trust us is not a security framework.
Not typically approved in security reviews.
Okay, so let's pull back and connect all three of these. Because I think when you look at the analytics dashboard, the gateway configuration, and the authentication expansion together, there's a really clear strategic picture.
What's your read?
Anthropic has mapped the enterprise adoption journey, and they've systematically built a tool for every friction point. Think about how a company actually adopts software at scale. Step one, you need to get it approved. That requires security review, procurement, compliance sign-off, the expanded authentication options, Bedrock, Vertex AI. That's solving step one. You're not a new vendor. You're a new capability on an existing approved platform.
Step two is deployment.
Step two is deployment and integration. That requires your tool to fit into existing infrastructure. The gateway configuration framework. That's solving step two. Claude Code can plug into your existing proxy infrastructure. It doesn't need its own special setup.
And step three is proving it works.
Step three is ROI measurement and ongoing justification. And the analytics dashboard is solving step three. You have the metrics to show that the investment is paying off.
That is a really clean analysis, Sam. Like Anthropic has essentially built a complete enterprise adoption toolkit. Every stage of the journey has a tool.
And that's not a startup move. That's a mature enterprise software company move. That's the kind of product thinking that comes from actually talking to enterprise customers and understanding where they get stuck.
And from watching what happened with previous enterprise software rollouts and learning from those patterns, like this feels informed by decades of enterprise software history.
Someone at Anthropic spent time at a really enterprise-y company before coming here. Or a few someones.
There are a few people with enterprise backgrounds there, yes.
It shows in the best way.
All right, so let's make a completely different kind of turn. Because we've been deep in infrastructure and enterprise tooling, which is great and important. But there's another story today that I think is going to connect with a totally different part of our audience. Springer Nature, one of the world's largest and most respected academic publishing companies, has integrated their Addis Insight platform directly with Claude. And Addis Insight, for anyone who hasn't come across it, is one of the most comprehensive pharmaceutical drug and clinical trial intelligence databases in existence.
Okay, so before you get into what the integration does, can we just establish what Addis Insight actually is? Because I think a lot of listeners might not be familiar.
Yeah, absolutely. So Addis Insight is powered by Springer Nature, and it's essentially a continuously updated intelligence platform covering pharmaceutical drugs at every stage of development. We're talking drugs in preclinical research, drugs in phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials, drugs that have been approved, drugs that have been withdrawn, the full life cycle.
And it's not just here's a list of drugs, it's rich data, right?
Very rich data. So you can search across the developer, meaning which company or research institution is behind the drug, the therapeutic area, so oncology or cardiovascular or neurology or rare diseases, the trial phase, geographic region, regulatory status, and then 40 plus additional parameters on top of that.
40 plus, that is a complex database.
This is not a simple lookup table. This is the kind of platform that pharmaceutical analysts and competitive intelligence professionals use as a primary research tool. It requires training to navigate effectively. The query syntax is complex, the data is dense, and understanding what you're looking at requires domain expertise.
So historically, the utility of Addis Insight has been gated by technical and domain expertise.
Right. You need to know how to search it, and you need to know how to interpret what comes back, which means it's primarily been used by specialists.
And what does integrating it with Claude change?
It changes the interface. Instead of needing to know the query syntax and the specific parameter names and how to structure a complex multivariable search, you just ask, in plain English.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
Okay, so give me an example. Like, what could I actually ask?
So imagine you're a biotech investor trying to understand the competitive landscape in, say, Alzheimer's treatment. Historically, you'd need to either hire a pharmaceutical analyst to query Addis Insight for you, or you'd need to spend time learning the platform yourself. Now you can just ask Claude, what are the late-phase drugs targeting Alzheimer's disease currently in development, and who's developing them? And Claude can query Addis Insight in real time, pull the current data, and give you an answer.
Real time. And I want to underline that because it's doing a lot of work in that sentence. Because one of the fundamental limitations of AI for pharmaceutical research has been training data cutoffs.
Right.
Like if Claude's training data has a cutoff from 6 months ago, the pharmaceutical landscape 6 months ago might be dramatically different from today. Drugs fail clinical trials. Companies get acquired. New data comes out. Trial phases advance.
And in pharmaceutical intelligence, 6 months of lag can mean you're looking at a completely different competitive landscape.
Exactly. So this integration is solving that problem. Claude has access to Addis Insight's live data, which means when you ask about drugs in phase 3 trials right now, the answer reflects what's actually happening right now, not what was happening when the model was trained.
And that is a fundamentally different capability. It's not Claude pretending to know pharmaceutical data. It's Claude as an interface to a real, authoritative, continuously updated database.
And that distinction really matters for how you trust the information. Like, if Claude tells me something from its training data about drug development, I should probably verify it. If Claude is pulling from Addis Insight in real time, that's a much higher trust source.
Springer Nature has been maintaining this database with professional rigor for a long time. The data quality is very high, and now that data quality is accessible through natural language.
Okay, so let's talk about who this actually benefits. Because you mentioned pharmaceutical analysts, biotech investors. Who else?
So this is where it gets interesting. The traditional user of Addis Insight was a specialist. Pharmaceutical analysts, competitive intelligence professionals at drug companies, clinical researchers who needed to understand the trial landscape. And those users are still going to use it, but more efficiently now.
The power users get more power.
Right. But you also open up the tool to a much broader audience. Healthcare journalists who are trying to understand the drug pipeline for a story. Policy analysts working on pharmaceutical regulation or drug pricing. Medical professionals who want to understand what's in development in their specialty area.
Patient advocates. And that one feels really significant to me. Because if you have a family member with a rare disease and you want to know what's in clinical trials right now that might be relevant, that search used to require either knowing a specialist or having expensive access to research tools.
And now it's a conversation.
Which is, I mean, that's genuinely democratizing access to information that matters enormously to people in really difficult situations.
And I want to be careful here because this is not medical advice. Claude is not a doctor. This is information access, not clinical guidance. But information access matters. Knowing what trials exist, knowing what questions to ask your oncologist, knowing what to research further, that has real value.
Absolutely. And I think that caveat is important, but shouldn't diminish what's actually happening here, which is that a very high quality, very dense information resource is becoming accessible to people who previously couldn't access it.
That's the right framing. Information democratization, not medical democratization.
Right. The expertise still has to come from humans, from doctors, from researchers. But the information that informs the conversation those humans have just got a lot more accessible.
And from a strategic standpoint, I think this is also a really interesting story about how database companies are adapting to the AI landscape. Because there was, a few years ago, there was a lot of anxiety in the data industry about AI. Like, is AI going to make our curated databases obsolete? If people can just ask an AI, why do they need our subscription?
Right, the does the moat disappear question.
Exactly. And what Springer Nature is demonstrating here is a completely different answer to that question, which is, the data quality is the moat. The AI is just a better interface, And when you combine Springer Nature's data quality with Claude's natural language interface, the database becomes more valuable, not less.
Because now more people can access it and find value in it.
More use cases, more users, more value. The AI doesn't replace the database. It expands the market for the database.
And there's something really important there about what makes a database defensible in the AI era. It's not the interface anymore. The interface can always be improved. What's defensible is the data, the rigor of collection, the continuity of the data set, the institutional expertise that goes into maintaining it.
And Addis Insight has all of that. Springer Nature has been doing this for a long time with real expertise. That doesn't get replicated by scraping the web.
No. You can't train your way to having a continuously updated, expert-curated pharmaceutical database. That requires infrastructure, expertise, and institutional relationships.
And so if you have that, and then you put Claude in front of it, you have something genuinely powerful and genuinely defensible.
I think this is actually going to be the playbook for a lot of specialized industries, like legal databases, financial data, scientific literature, patent databases, any domain where you have high-quality curated data that has historically been locked behind technical complexity.
The integration is the unlock. And I think we're in early days of understanding how many of these integrations are going to exist and how they're going to reshape access to expert knowledge.
And for Claude, each one of these integrations makes it more useful. Like, Claude with Addis Insight access is more useful for pharmaceutical research than Claude without it. It's not competing with other AI tools on raw capability at that point. It's competing on the richness of its connections to the real world.
It's ecosystem versus model. And that's a race that Anthropic seems very interested in running.
Yeah, the connector strategy feels like it's getting serious.
It really does. All right, I want to take one more broad swing at what today's news means taken together, because I think there's a through line that's worth articulating. So what we've seen today, the analytics dashboard, the LLM gateway configuration, the expanded authentication, and the Addis Insight integration, is, I would argue, a snapshot of Claude maturing as a platform rather than as a product.
Say more about that distinction.
So a product is the thing itself. Claude is an AI assistant. That's the product. A platform is the ecosystem that the product enables. The integrations, the infrastructure, the APIs, the enterprise controls, all of that is platform. And the stories today are almost entirely platform stories.
Right. None of these are Claude got smarter at coding or Claude can now understand a new kind of file format. These are all about how Claude fits into existing systems, how it can be measured and managed, how it connects to other data sources.
And that's a significant shift in what Anthropic is prioritizing to talk about. Because a year ago, the headlines were all about model capability. What can Claude do that it couldn't do before? And those stories are still important. But today's stories are about something different. They're about depth of deployment.
Which is actually the harder problem in a lot of ways.
It really is. Getting a demo to work is one thing. Getting a tool deployed across a 1,000-person engineering organization with full compliance, audit logging, cost controls, and measurable ROI, that's a completely different engineering and organizational challenge.
And that's where most AI tool deployments fail. Not because the technology doesn't work, but because the organizational integration doesn't happen.
Right. The graveyard of AI tools that technically worked but didn't stick is a very crowded graveyard.
And what Anthropic is doing with these three infrastructure stories is building the scaffolding that makes Claude Code not just adopted, but embedded. Because once you have analytics showing ROI, once you have compliance infrastructure in place, once you're integrated with your cloud provider's authentication, pulling the tool out becomes costly and disruptive.
You're going from tool we're trying to critical infrastructure.
And that is a very different business. Critical infrastructure doesn't get cut when budgets get tight.
No, it doesn't. And I think Anthropic understands that very well. If you look at how they've structured Claude for Teams and Claude for Enterprise, the feature set, the pricing, the support, it reads like a company that has studied enterprise software playbooks and learned from them.
And the Addis Insight story fits into this too, actually, because it's not just a fun integration, it's proof of concept for the connector ecosystem. If you can build a high-quality integration with a complex pharmaceutical database, you can build it with legal databases, financial data, scientific literature, government data.
Any domain where there's valuable structured data and a user base that would benefit from natural language access.
And each of those integrations adds to Claude's stickiness. The more data sources Claude is connected to, the more you depend on Claude to access them.
It's a network effect of sorts. Each integration makes the platform more valuable, which attracts more integrations, which makes the platform more valuable.
Which is also, and this is maybe a slightly more competitive angle, but I think it's relevant. This is also a moat that's genuinely hard to replicate, because it's not just about having the model. It's about having the relationships, the enterprise trust, the compliance infrastructure, and the ecosystem of integrations. None of those happen overnight.
Right. You can fine-tune a model. You cannot shortcut years of enterprise trust building.
And Anthropic has been very deliberately building that trust. The constitutional AI work, the safety research, the transparency about capabilities and limitations, all of that matters to enterprise customers who need to explain to their boards why they're trusting an AI company with sensitive workflows.
There's a risk management dimension to enterprise AI adoption that a lot of people underestimate. It's not just about which model is smartest. It's about which company is going to be around in 5 years, which company will respond to incidents appropriately, which company has thought carefully about the risks.
And Anthropic has a story to tell on all of those fronts.
They do. All right, I think we've given this a thorough treatment today. Let me bring it home.
Wait, one thing I want to add before we close, because I think it gets lost in the infrastructure conversation. All of this is ultimately in service of developers and researchers doing better work. Like, the analytics dashboard exists so developers get better tooling and managers can support them better. The gateway configuration exists so enterprise developers can use Claude Code without their company's security team blocking it. The authentication expansion exists so the barrier to getting started is as low as possible. And the Addis Insight integration exists so a pharmaceutical researcher or a healthcare journalist or a patient advocate can access information they need.
The infrastructure is in service of the human.
Yes, and I think that's worth remembering, especially when we're deep in the enterprise software weeds.
That's well said, Sam. Really well said. All right, here's your recap. Claude Code's new analytics dashboard is live for teams, enterprise, and API customers. It tracks lines of code accepted, suggestion acceptance rates, developer usage patterns, contribution metrics, and engineering velocity impact. This is the ROI measurement infrastructure that enterprise AI tool adoption has been waiting for, and it's going to change how a lot of conversations between engineering managers and leadership go.
The data to replace the vibes.
The data to replace the vibes. Second, Anthropic has published a comprehensive LLM gateway configuration framework for Claude Code. This establishes a standardized proxy architecture that lets enterprises plug Claude Code into existing infrastructure. Centralized authentication, usage tracking, cost controls, audit logging, model routing. Huge for regulated industries that need compliance visibility.
Healthcare, finance, legal, this is your green light.
Third, Claude Code now supports 6 distinct authentication methods, ranging from individual Claude AI accounts all the way up to cloud provider authentication through Amazon Bedrock and Google Vertex AI. For enterprises already on Amazon Web Services or Google Cloud, this removes the single biggest barrier to adoption. You're not adding a new vendor, you're enabling a capability through an existing trusted relationship.
Potentially cuts enterprise procurement timelines from months to days. That's not an exaggeration.
And finally, Springer Nature's Addis Insight Pharmaceutical Intelligence Platform is now integrated directly with Claude. Users get real-time conversational access to one of the most comprehensive drug and clinical trial databases in the world. Searchable across developer, therapeutic area, trial phase, and 40-plus additional parameters. Natural language in, current pharmaceutical intelligence out.
And it's a template for how specialized industry databases can use Claude to dramatically expand their reach and their impact.
Big day in the Claude ecosystem.
A genuinely big day, and it's only May 1st. Whatever's coming the rest of this month,
we'll be covering it.
Every morning.
That's Claude Daily for Friday, May 1st, 2026. Thank you for spending part of your morning with us. We know there are a lot of places you could get your news, and we genuinely appreciate you being here.
Have an incredible weekend, everyone. If you're in engineering leadership, log into Claude Code's analytics section and just take a look at what's there. Even if you don't have a formal process around it yet, understanding the data is the first step. And if you're in pharma, biotech, healthcare investing, or any adjacent field, the Addis Insight integration is worth exploring seriously.
We'll be back Monday with whatever the weekend brings. And based on the pace of this week, I expect the weekend to bring something. It always does. Always.
The AI world doesn't take weekends.
It absolutely does not. All right, I'm Alex.
I'm Sam.
This is Claude Daily. Have a great weekend, everybody. Take care.